Blog Talk Radio.
This is Johan, and when I'm not practicing law or being a professor out at Hofstra University, I talk sports, I debate sports. For some great sports talk and debate, check out the Mail on After Further Review on Tuesday nights. Call in.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on a pro. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the man keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
What's going on? You're now tuned in to After Further Review, man, on TQ Palace Radio. You got the mayor in the building holding it down. The best sports show popping right now, man. We talk sports like we talk sports. You got the mayor in the area, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We got my man Big Rich holding down the keyboards and the phone lines and all that. Miss Lavina is in the building. Shout out to the whole TQ Palace situation, man. It always seems like forever when we get together, man. You know what I mean? A week, man, it's too long, man. But, you know, it is what it is. We're going to talk a lot of stuff tonight, man. We're going to talk about the NCAA and all of that, man. How's your brackets look? And if you say you got a perfect bracket, I'm going to shut you down before you even get started because nobody has a perfect bracket. So we're going to do the Sweet 16 do-overs tonight, man. You know what I mean? We're going to let you do a do-over after further reviews. I know I need to do a do-over. Baseball season's already underway, if you're not aware, man. The Dodgers and the Diamondbacks played 2 games in Australia. So the baseball season has started. NHL, you know I'm a hockey dude, so I like to talk about my hockey, man. It's getting close to the playoffs and all that stuff right there. So we're going to touch on that for a little second. NBA playoffs is getting now to the wire, man. You know what I mean? Everybody's battling for position and all that. We're going to talk about that, too. Do a little football, man, because, you know, the NFL stays in the news. They stay in the news, man. So we're going to touch base on that. And, a bunch of other stuff, man. You got the mayor in the building, man. 646-200-3838. Hyped in charge, ready to get it popping. Shout out to warroomsports.com. The podcast is coming soon. We're doing the damn thing, man. It's the mayor in the house, man. The topic for tonight, man, is today's sports fan truly informed. You know, and I don't mean just, you know, on an ESPN Fox Sports level. I mean, do you really know what you're talking about when you talk sports? Or are you just regurgitating some stuff that you heard already? You know, because, I mean, I come across a lot of people, man, they claim they know that they know sports. They know of sports, but they don't know sports. And you can tell by the things that they say. You know, for example, you had a person in one of these sports groups, which shall remain nameless because I don't give you play like that. You know what I'm saying? They were talking about their favorite baseball team or whatever and how they could use a left-handed bat. They just got rid of a left-handed bat, and the bat that they got to replace him is right-handed. So my thing is, how long have you been following your team, or are you just saying stuff? Because sports is sometimes subjective, it's sometimes objective, but if you don't know what you're talking about, you're going to get your head chopped off, straight like that. So, you know, we broached on the subject before. A lot of people, you know, they claim that they know sports. I know sports. And like I said, I'll talk to anybody about it. I love to conversate about it if you know what you're talking about. If you don't know what you're talking about, it's like I'm having a conversation with myself. So we're going to get into that, man, tonight, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. It's the mayor in the building, man. I'm doing my thing, man. Tuesday nights, man. You know what it is. Locked in, hyped and charged, 8 to 10. Let's rock out. Let me begin right quick, man, with the NHL. You know what I mean? Because I'm a hockey dude, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight, so I don't even want to, you know, forget about the NHL. We got scores right now. We're going to do, you know how I do it, man. End of the first period, St. Louis Blues 2, Toronto Maple Leafs 1. Maple Leafs need to step their game up. End of the first period, Phoenix Coyotes 2, Pittsburgh Penguins 2. End of the first period, Washington Capitals 2, L.A. Kings nothing. End of the first period, New York Islanders 4, Carolina Hurricanes 2. First period, Buffalo and Montreal scoreless. First period, Ottawa and Florida scoreless. First period, Columbus Blue Jackets 2, Detroit Red Wings nothing. Just dropping the puck, Dallas and Chicago, Colorado and Nashville, and San Jose and Edmonton. Yeah, man, the NHL is popping. The Boston Bruins had a long winning streak that was snapped last night. You know what I mean? They seem to be the odds-on favorite for the Stanley Cup right now, but as you know, anything can happen. The NHL playoffs is about to start in a couple of weeks, and everybody's, you know, battling for position right now. You know what I mean? I think like one of the hottest teams right now in the league is the Boston Bruins. You know, they already clinched the playoff spot. They have 104 points. They lead the league. They have 104 points, and they're doing their thing, man. But, you know, that's no guarantee of a Stanley Cup. You know what I'm saying? Last year's champion, the Chicago Blackhawks, they're in the building. They haven't clinched the spot yet, but they have 97 points. They're good. The San Jose Sharks have 101 points. St. Louis Blues have 103, but the Boston Bruins have 104, and they lead the league. So if you want to get your little hockey talk on or whatever, ask a question about it, holler at your boy. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. Again, man, today's topic we're going to talk about is today's sports fan truly informed? I mean, with all the internet and you know, the computers, and everybody has a .com, and everybody has a website, and everybody, you know, has an outlet and a forum to talk sports. But a lot of these outlets and forums, they misinform people. You know, so that's why I say after further review on Facebook, man, we don't go into a lot of highlights and videos and all. Because you know what that does? That glosses over the fact that you don't really know what you're talking about. You know, all these other sports pages and sports groups or whatever, they inundate and they beat you in the head with all of these highlights and photoshops and all that. We don't do that after further review. We strip it down to the bare bones, and you will be exposed if you don't know what you're talking about. So if you want to, you know, detour and stay away from after further review, that's fine with me. Because I would rather have a group, a tight group that of people that know what they're talking about instead of people who always have to be like, my bad. There should be no excuses for this. You got too much internet, Google, ESPN to check your facts. So it's no excuse. So when you get screamed on, don't feel bad. It's your fault because you didn't do your homework. And like a cat like myself, I live this. I breathe this. I can have a sports conversation with anybody. Bring them. Stephen A. Smith, you're a crumb. I will destroy you. Straight like that. All them big words don't faze me. I know exactly what you be talking about. So none of that goes over my head. So I might be in a box or I might, you know, be in a cocoon or whatever. But if you come aiming at the king, you best not miss. That's all. I'm not a cook. I'm not a chef. I'm not an auto mechanic. I'm not an airplane pilot. I'm not an astronaut. I'm a sports head. Certified, qualified, bona fide. Thank you. Appreciate that. That's what it is. So we're going to get into it, man. It's baseball season, if you haven't aware of it. The baseball season started last Saturday in Australia. I had a conversation with someone who really, another example of somebody who's not really up on their thing. They're like, when did this start? This started back in the late 90s when they started opening the season in Japan. Okay? You know, baseball wants to expand, and I'm not mad at that. You know what I'm saying? But this year in particular is kind of different and kind of off because, you know, you had the season start on March 22nd out in Australia, but they're still playing exhibition games over here in the States. Baseball season starts officially over here on Sunday. Okay, so, you know, it kind of throws you off. You know, it gets you hyped and excited. And people didn't even really know that baseball season started already. You know, but that's just me. That's just, you know, I'm a fan, and I follow it, too. So it is what it is. The Dodgers have a two-game lead on everybody in the National League West. And, you know, we just like to talk about everything. We don't like to cover all the major stuff and keep it real simple. We don't keep it simple. We like to go out there with it. And the best conversations happen on After Further Review. So, yeah, as far as baseball is concerned, man, you know, I'm with my Yankees all day, hard body karate. I'm with my Yankees. You know, the season starts for them in Houston, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm looking forward to the season starting, man. I have a lot of confidence in my team. We probably got past that Alex Rodriguez situation. This is going to be the last year for Derek Jeter. You know, he's going to do his retirement tour and all of that. But I'm looking forward to us having a good season, man, doing some things. I'm looking forward to, you know, the rivalry with the Boston Red Sox. I'm looking forward to the rivalry with the Detroit Tigers. Shout out to my man Ziggy and all that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Tiger fans who really don't know what they're going to do at shortstop now that Jose Iglesias is out for the season. They done been traded for shortstops all week long. The Detroit Tigers have traded for like 3 shortstops this week already. So that tells you everything you need to know about their situation. But I can't worry about them. You know what I mean? It's all about the Bronx, man. 161st and River Ave is going down. You know what I'm saying? Opening day coming up soon. Yankees and Baltimore Orioles. Opening day. Robinson Cano makes his return to Yankee Stadium on April 29th. You know what I'm saying? So again, man, you want to talk baseball? Holler at the mayor, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, and we can get it on in pocket. I was told maybe a couple of months ago that, you know, as a fan, you don't necessarily need to know about every other team, which I think is outright garbage, okay? And we're going to get into that conversation. It's a caller to the show. A caller to the show that, you know, they claim that they know what they're talking about, but when you start picking and wanting details, they kind of get quiet. So I can expose you real easy. It's real easy to do. You know what I'm saying? So holler at your boy or not, because we tend to inform here, too, After Further Review. I know I'm going off on a tangent, but it is what it is. Tonight's show is being sponsored once again by the good people at VinylElements.com for all your hip-hop needs, elements, everything. Holler at VinylElements.com. My man, Audio Rush and DJ Kid Crash. Holding it down. Final Elements is rocking with After Further Review. Shout out to all the hosts, man, and GQ Palace Radio, man. They do what they do, man. They work real hard, you know what I'm saying, to entertain and to keep people informed. Shout out to the Belvins, man. They just, you know, brought their daughter into the world, KL. You know what I mean? The mayor salutes you and all that. Shout out to the Diva Squad. Shout out to my man, Chicky Chick. Shout out to Rich, man. Does his thing on Friday night. Miss Lavina holding it down on Sunday. Scribio, you know what it is, cousin. You know, and it is what it is, man. 2014, we still live and direct, man, and we're in full effect, man. Tuesday nights are smashed. The mayor's hyped and charged right now. So, yeah, man, baseball is popping. The season starts on Saturday. Shout out to the Los Angeles Dodgers, man, for finally ending the Yankees' 15-year hold on the on having the highest payroll. You know what I mean? Magic Johnson in the main playing out there in L.A. And Yasiel Puig, you better step your game up, cousin. You know what I mean? Because last year was last year, and this year is this year. And they're not getting too many good reports about what you're doing out there in L.A., man. So if I was you, man, I'd get it together real quick, man, because you got a nice thing happening out there in L.A., and we don't want to see it ruined by acting immature. You know what I'm saying? So and if you're a baseball fan and you're a sports fan, you follow what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. Michael Pineda, I can't wait. Mr. Hollywood should be checking in, and I know he's feeling real good about Michael Pineda. He's been following him, and he's thinking that, you know, Pineda is going to be that dude, and he's going to be the fifth starter for the Yankees. So hopefully we can, you know, he can have a season like he did when he was a rookie, when he made the All-Star team and he was picked up for Seattle. So, yeah, man, so really excited about the Yankees this year and the prospects going down. Rest in peace, shout-out to Ralph Wilson, owner of the Buffalo Bills, man. You know what I mean? And you know, he was a very influential person as far as getting the AFL and the NFL merger together And he passed away at 95. He lived a full life. He didn't get to see his team win the Super Bowl, but he did get to see his team go to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. You know, and they lost. They lost four Super Bowls in a row. But if you look at it and you do the knowledge and you do the science, you went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. Even though you lost, you went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row. So, you know, shout out and much respect to the Buffalo Bills, man, and their owner, Ralph Wilson, who passed away today. And hopefully, man, that doesn't cast a pall or a spell on the future of football in Buffalo. You know what I mean? Because I think Buffalo, you know, deserves a franchise, you know? And, you know, I hope that the passing of Ralph Wilson doesn't change that situation up in Buffalo. You're listening to After Further Review, man. Cheeky Powers Radio with the mayor hyped in charge, doing the thing, man. I got my man Rich holding me down. I got Miss Lavina holding me down. I got you holding me down. You know what I mean? 646-200-3838 is the math. You know, keeping it on the NFL, you know, Roger Goodell and his esteemed wisdom, man, decided that, you know, you're having too much fun when you're celebrating a touchdown. You cannot, you know, slam, you know, dunk the ball over the goalpost no more. It's a 15-yard penalty. And I don't, you know, I think there was much bigger things that they should be worried about in the NFL as far as, like, with concussions and taking care of their, you know, their old-time players, you know, worried about somebody dunking the ball over the goalpost. I think that's real petty. And there's other things that they need to be worrying about. And NFL, man, I just think they're going to end up turning people off. You know, they already want to, you know, saturate. They want to have the games on Thursdays, on Saturdays, on Sundays, on Mondays. I mean, you know, when is too much too much? You know, call me up, man. Let me know what you think about that, man. Let me get your opinion. I know you got them because I see them all on Facebook, all over the place. Everybody got so much to say. Now is your time to voice your opinion right here on After Further Review. 646-200-3838 is the math. One more again. Lot of stuff going on. Shout out to Jim Kelly, you know, former quarterback for the Buffalo Bills, for the Houston Gamblers in the USFL. His cancer has returned. And, you know, I want to send a big up to him, man, and a prayer to him and his family, man, and I hope he gets better, man. A lot of stuff going on all over the place, man. I really don't like to dwell on football, and it's not football season, but you have no choice. All the seasons are overlapping, you know what I mean? So you got to talk about what's going on. Michael Vick signing with the New York Jets, I think that's a good look for him, and I think that should happen maybe a couple of seasons ago. You know, but he's doing his thing, and he's gonna definitely put the heat on Geno Smith as far as, you know, that quarterback position is concerned. And Mark Sanchez, he was cut by the Jets, and the Eagles are supposed to be picking him up, so, you know, he wasn't out of a job too long. So hopefully that he can do his thing and, you know, make it happen for himself, backing up Nick Foles over there in Philly. You know, again, once again, today's topic. Is today's sports fan truly informed? What do you really know outside of ESPN? Can you really hold a sports conversation without regurgitating something that you heard on ESPN? And I'm talking to the older heads. I'm talking to the younger heads, especially the younger heads. You know what I mean? So they think that if they didn't see it, it didn't happen, which I think is a lot of crap, you know? And when they run into a cat like myself who knows what he's talking about, It's now it's my prerogative, and you can say what you want. No, you can't say what you want because you get shut down. Right is right and wrong is wrong. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have to be necessarily riding with a winner all the time. My Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you already know the story. I'm a Knicks fan. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm a Syracuse Orangemen basketball fan. I'm a Miami Hurricane football fan. What? What? And I probably know more about your team than you do. Okay? And I brought up my Syracuse Orangemen for a particular reason. We lost to Dayton in the NCAA tournament. We deserve to lose that game. You know, somebody on Facebook was talking about, well, he went for the three because he wanted to go for the tie. No! Syracuse was down by two. Hey, what are you watching? What are you paying attention to? Are we watching the same thing? Or are you just saying some stuff? Okay? You know, Tyler Ennis took the three-point shot. You know, and I'm not really in agreement with that particular move, because I think if he sort of took it to the hole and maybe drawn a foul, maybe we would have had a better chance to win the game. But Dayton kept us in that game. Dayton should have been won that game. They couldn't hit the one-on-ones at the end. We were down by two with the ball, 6 seconds left, and we couldn't get it done. I just think that we got cold towards the end of the season. We were 25-0, Syracuse Orangemen, 25-0, okay? And we lost, you know, six of our last nine games. And we deserved to lose it. Trevor Cooney was off, okay? C.J. Fair couldn't put the ball in the ocean. And don't get me started on Bai Musakita. Don't get me started on him, okay? And we ended up exactly where we were supposed to be, okay? I mean, you know, you can't win it all the time, but you're not supposed to lose like that. Ask North Carolina. Ask Duke. Ask Wichita State, okay? So this tournament is up for grabs. Anybody can win it. We said that from the beginning of the tournament, but we didn't think it would turn out to be like this, yo. For real. You know what I mean? And you got your usual suspects that are still rocking. Michigan State, Florida, Kentucky. You know what I mean? Arizona's still in the building. You know, Michigan. The Wolverines are still in the building. Shout out to Michigan, man. You know what I mean? No Kansas. You know what I mean? So again, it's anybody's tournament to win. It's anybody's tournament to rock. You got to win six games in a row, and these are the hardest six games that you're gonna have to ever win in your lifetime. All right, the Sweet 16 starts on Thursday night. You know what I mean? And we're gonna, you know, you get a chance right now. After further review, you call in 646-200-3838. Press 1, and you'll get a chance to do your Sweet 16 do-over. Everybody gets a do-over, because the brackets were messed up from the first day. So now you get a do-over, and we're going to rock out with the NCAA tournament, the Sweet 16. Talk about the women's side. The women's doing their thing, too. You know what I mean? As far as that tournament is concerned, Duke got upset. I think it was last night they lost. You know what I'm saying? It was last night. They lost to DePaul last night. So that tournament is getting down to the exciting part, too. Shout out to Connecticut. Shout out to Louisville. Shout out to South Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Maryland. Everybody's doing their thing. Quick score update right now. Connecticut 73, St. Joe's 35 in the second half. Maryland 44, Texas 38, second half. North Carolina 49, Michigan State 31 in the second half. Penn State 47. Florida 34 in the second half. Shout out to the Louisville Cardinals, Lady Cardinals, for doing their thing. They play at 9:30 against Iowa. West Virginia plays LSU later on. South Carolina plays Oregon State later on. And Texas A&M plays James Madison. The women's tournament is very exciting. You know, I'm watching it, you know what I mean? Because I'm a sports dude. I keep up with it like that, you know. But, again, you know, UConn, Gino Auriemma, doing his thing once again with Connecticut. But watch Notre Dame. Notre Dame is 34-0. You know, there was a team that was in the men's side, Wichita State, that was undefeated, and they lost a tough game to Kentucky. You know, but again, you gotta hold on to that egg, or you gotta let that egg go. And you let that egg go at the wrong time, it could be tears. And you don't want that in your life. Ask Wichita State. Alright? So right now you're rocking, man. After further review, we're almost a half hour into the show, man. The Bears hyped and charged. We're in the building. And that's basically that. Talk a little bit about the NBA. Shout out to my Knicks fans out there still holding out hope. That loss the other night against Cleveland was really, really a crusher, man. It was really a crusher. Now, you know, the Knicks are getting ready to go out on the West Coast and do what they need to do. They play the Lakers tonight. You know what I'm saying? And I just don't think that it's going to happen as far as the playoffs are concerned. But this West Coast trip is going to be tougher than people think. You know, and I don't think that the Knicks are built to go out to the West Coast and win five games. You know what I mean? And it's to be expected. They put themselves in this position. You know, they got 12 games left in the season. You know, they got to win all of the games just to finish 500. They're 8-2 in the last 10. They're playing some pretty decent ball, but I think it's too late in the game. You know, they're 2.5 games behind Atlanta. You know, it's not impossible, but really, just to think about it with this Knicks team, man, do you really expect them to grab that eighth spot? And again, if they do grab the eighth spot, they're going to either play Indiana or Miami in the first round. And do you want that? So, you know, I'm hoping that they can get in, but I'm not really looking forward to too many big things happening for this season. I'm really looking forward to next year and see what Phil Jackson is going to do and, you know, see how he's going to work this thing out in regards to whether what type of offense we're going to bring in, what type of coach we're going to bring in. I'm really not even convinced that Mike Woodson should go. I think Mike Woodson should stay. You know what I mean? But he knows nothing about the triangle offense, and Phil wants his people, you know what I mean, to coach, you know what I mean? So I can understand that. I just got the word from my man, the big homie Rich, is like, y'all listening, but you got to press the one. You know what I mean? I'm trying to hold your hand and walk you through it, but there's only so much I can do. I can hold the show down 2 hours. I can talk sports for 2 hours. I appreciate you listening, but don't beat me in the head about what you're talking about. I'm giving you a chance to get the floor. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 if you have an opinion. If you don't have an opinion, that's fine too. You can listen and all that good stuff right there, but please don't beat me in the head later on in the week talking about what you was going to say. Okay? So I'm giving you, you know, you got the floor. You got your chance to say what you got to say, and either it's going to rock or it's not. You know what I mean? So, again, today's topic is today's sports fan truly informed? Today's sports fan will be truly informed if they listen to After Further Review. Let me put it out there like that. You know what I'm saying? Again, press 1 to get in on the conversation. Should I say it slow, Rich? Should I say it real slow? Press 1. Yeah, there you go, cousin. I got you. There you go, my dude. I'm going to say it real slow, all right? Press 1, and you will be on the air. Should I say it like that? Press 1, and you'll be on the air with the mayor, and we can get it on and pop it. You got that. There you go. That's what it is. Appreciate you, fam. The Masters coming up, man. April 10th. I don't know if Tiger Woods is going to be ready for that or not. He's crying about he got back injuries and all this good stuff right here. And we're trying to rock out with the dude because, we're trying to, will him to get a couple of Masters, to get a couple of, more majors that he needs. And I think that, once he does get that major under his belt, all the talk is going to be about Tiger Woods again. But I think if he's not right, then, don't even factor him into the conversation. He's like the Knicks. If you can't, don't talk to me about the Knicks until they get over 500. And that's not going to happen. You know what I mean? And so people tell me, oh, well, you're not a diehard fan. I've been dying hard with the Knicks for utter. Don't beat me in the head, please. Miss me with that. Don't get mad because I see it for what it is. And you're on some miracle worker, Helen Keller stuff. Don't do that. Because I can't go there with you. I'm not the dude that sees the pie in the sky, you know what I mean, and still going to think that it's going to be sweet potatoes. Nah, it's not happening. Okay? So if you can't rock out with that and you think that, I'm a bandwagon fan, I can tell what you want to know about the Knicks. From when? Okay? So don't get it twisted with me. Because we can get it on and pop and I hurt your feelings. So that's what it is. You got the man in the middle. I'm on one tonight, Rich. I'm on one tonight, cousin. I've been waiting a week, baby. Let's get it on and pop it. All right? So, again, I'm going to say it real slow. Because I might be talking too fast. And some people might need me to slow down so they can catch up. All right? 646-200-3838 is the math. Okay? That's the number to dial. Okay? Press 1, and you can get in on the conversation, and we can chop it up. Or not. Maybe you just want to listen, you want to learn something, you want to bug out with the mayor and all that good stuff right there. But I fire shots at everybody. I don't care who you are, no matter who you are. I fire shots because I tend to know what I'm talking about when it comes to the sports thing. You know what I mean? So, again, feel free to listen. I appreciate you for checking me out and all that good stuff right there. But if you know sports like you claim you know sports, press that one and let's get it on. You know, it's just a thing where, you know, some people, you know, like to, you know, repeat stuff that they hear on TV, man, and it makes them sound like they're sports heads. Or there's a difference between being somebody who likes sports, somebody who knows sports, right, and somebody who's just interested in sports. And I can have a conversation with any of you. You know what I'm saying? But, again, it's just like, we started this thing, man, to get people's opinions. I don't want to hear what you heard on ESPN. I don't want to hear that because I heard that too. So what you do is you get a story, you hear about a situation, and you put your opinion to it. That's all we ask you for is your opinion. We don't care about what Stephen A. Smith said. We don't care about what they said on ESPN, okay? So we want to know what you think. That's what makes us unique, man. You know what I mean? I don't have 1,000 people in my group. If that must have made me feel good because I got 1,000 people in my group? No. No. Actually, that's kind of fake if you ask me. Because, first of all, 1,000 people are not participating in your group every day. First of all, okay, let's keep it all the way Benjamin, all right? So if I have 60 to 70 people in my group and 25 to 30 of them, you know what I mean, participate every day, that's good enough for me. And at least we're having constructive sports conversation. We're not putting up Photoshops with LeBron James' body and Kobe's head and all this. The best team and this. That's a bunch of garbage. That is a bunch of garbage. You know, that just glosses over the fact that you really don't have nothing to talk about. And I'm sorry if it comes off as me being kind of like on a level above you, because that's just what it is. It's not a nut. There's not a lot of that on After Further Review. And when people try, and I'm gonna tell you like this too, I've been getting a lot of stuff on After Further Review. People are trying to infiltrate. Okay? And I'm gonna say infiltrate because you ask to be in the group, then you're trying to get these advertisements. And the people that do that, I'm putting you on blast. I'm gonna put your name out there. Alright, and then I'm going to tell you what I tell everybody else. We have some lovely parting gifts, because the mayor don't play that. So you go over there with that garbage and that Photoshops and all those pictures and all those what ifs. That's another thing that kills me. What if, what if, what if? Who cares? If if was a split, I wouldn't be here right now. I'll be with Yardman somewhere talking to soccer with my man Lennox, watching the Jamaican team. So, holler at your boy. Let's have some conversation. Let's go back and forth. Let's see what you know or what you don't know, and let's go with it. My Syracuse Orange men, I don't know what to say about you. I live and die with you, man. Coach Boeheim, they try to disrespect that 2-3 defense, man. That zone, they can't do nothing with that zone. The only time you're going to do something with it, if you make your shots, you'll beat Syracuse. But if Syracuse doesn't make shots, they miss layups, they miss all types. Trevor Cooney couldn't hit a three to save his life. And that's what happens when you get into a one-and-done situation. That's why the NCAA tournament is the best thing popping right now. Somebody was on Facebook talking about, well, it should be a best 2 out of 3 series. Are you out of your mind? Are you really serious right now? Why would you have that to be a 2 out of 3? That's what makes the tournament great. It's a one and done. Anybody can beat anybody. So why would you want to drag it out and make it a 2 out of 3? For what? Is it the NCAA getting enough money from you? You know what I'm saying? So I think that, you know, if it was to be a 2 out of 3 situation, it would take the excitement out of it. It would make it dull. It would take the fun out of it like they're doing the NFL. You know, anybody can win it. The title game is coming up. Sweet 16 is coming up this week. You know, the do-overs, I'm trying to give people time so they can call in and let them do their Sweet 16 do-overs. I'm going to do mine towards the end of the show, the Sweet 16 do-overs. Everybody gets a do-over, you know what I mean, because the brackets were messed up from day one, you know, and I'm waiting for somebody to talk about they got a perfect bracket. I'm going to straight up call you a bald-faced liar, straight like that. And who are you trying to impress? Because every day, and I'll repeat that what ESPN said, nobody has a perfect bracket. All the brackets are messed up. So holler at your boy. After further review, 646-200-3838 is the math. You get to do your Sweet 16 do-over. So that's what's popping right now. Touch on boxing a little bit. We got a couple of fights that's getting ready to come up, man. April 12th, you got Pacquiao and Timothy Bradley with their rematch coming up. I'm kind of disappointed when I heard about the undercard to the Mayweather-Maidana fight on May 3rd. Adrian Broner is going to face Carlos Molina, and Amir Khan is going to face Luis Collazo. I'm under the impression that Adrian Broner was going to fight Amir Khan. That would have been that would have been a pay-per-view worthy right there. You would have had Mayweather and Maidana and Broner and Amir Khan. But I guess that makes too much sense. So let me know if you all get that Mayweather and Maidana fight. Good luck to you and all that. I think I'll wait a week for the rebroadcast. I don't think that fight right there is worthy. There's a lot of stuff coming up. The April 12th situation, May 3rd. There's some other fights that's coming up. Bernard Hopkins is fighting. He's getting ready to fight Babu Shumanov. I think that's not on pay-per-view, and that's a better card than what's going to be on the Mayweather card. Okay, you got Babu Shumanov fighting against Bernard Hopkins, right? I think this is, April 19th? Let me get it together. I'm the mayor in the building. April 19th on Showtime, Bernard Hopkins against Babu Shumanov. That's a unification for the light heavyweight title, the IBF and the WBA. Then you got Sean Porter and Paulie Malignaggi for Porter's IBF welterweight title. And then you got Kid Chocolate, Peter Quillen, is fighting Lucas Conesee for Quillen's middleweight title. That's on Showtime. No pay-per-view. And that's a better card than what they're going to give you on April 12th with Pacquiao and Bradley, and on May 3rd with Mayweather and Maidana. So, you know, talking to some people, they were saying, you know, the reason why boxing is in the toilet right now is because, you know, nobody's interested. No, the reason why boxing is in the toilet right now is because they got all these dumb fights on pay-per-view. Who wants to pay to see that? Okay? So, I mean, it is what it is. Everybody wants to make money. They're scared to fight each other unless you're paying them $1 billion and all this garbage. And then this guy's on Facebook talking about, well, there are more names in the 140 division than there are in 147. I said, are you drunk? I told him, who's fighting at 140 right now? Who's at 140? You tell me. Oh, I don't know. What are you talking about? You just say stuff to hear yourself talk, and then the people that you're talking to, I don't understand why they don't check you. Apparently, they don't know what you're talking about either. But apparently, I am the one. Let me give you some information right now. At 140, you got Danny Garcia, who lost his last fight. They gave it to him. Okay? He lost his last fight. He just fought last weekend in Puerto Rico. And you tell me he won 8 rounds of that fight. You let me know. You show me that 8 rounds that Danny Garcia won in that fight. Okay? With junior welterweights 140, you got Danny Garcia, you got Lucas Matisse, you got Ruslan Provotnikov, who's the best fighter in that division. Okay? You got Lamont Peterson, who's a bum. Okay? You got Alvarado, who's a bum. Amir Khan, miss me with that dude. Zab Judah, are you serious? Okay? Mauricio Herrera, he's the one that beat Danny Garcia up. Okay? That's 140. That's the junior welterweights for you right there. So now let's go to 147. The guy who was on Facebook, I'm not going to say your name. I'm not going to make you famous like that. But I am going to say you garbage. Okay? At 147, we got Timothy Bradley. We got Juan Manuel Marquez. We got Manny Pacquiao. We got Marcus Maidana. You got Paulie Malignaggi. You got Robert the Ghost Guerrero, who really don't count. You got Keith Thurman. You got Adrian Broner. You got Sean Porter. You got Devin Alexander, who's another bum. Okay? But you got way better names at 147 than you have at 140. So I don't understand what you meant by that all the names are in 140. Maybe you didn't know what you was talking about. Maybe you got your people mixed up. It happens. Okay? But when you come up against the king, you best not miss, because I'm going to definitely check you and I'm going to correct you straight like that. And some people are sensitive, and I can't help that. You should have did your homework, because it's a shark pool right here. It's a shark pool. We don't play them games. Oh, my bad. And I'm so, no, yeah, it is your bad. So I I'm here to correct you. And if you can't take it, then whose fault is that? So I can see a sports conversation with you won't last too long, because first of all, you're boring me because you don't know what you're talking about. And we could go any sport: baseball, football, basketball, soccer, hockey. Oh, that's the bell. I see the bell works. What's up? We got Kia in the building. Kia, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's up?
All right. Good evening, everyone.
What's on your mind?
Thank
you for calling
Madness.
The Bigger Show, first of all. March Madness, huh? Yeah. What team you on today?
What team I'm on today?
Yeah, what team are you on today? Because last year you was on Georgetown, then you was on Kentucky. I remember. I ain't forget.
What's so
the, who you rocking with now?
How am I like what Georgetown? They not even March Madness.
Oh, you was telling me last year about how you and your brothers about Georgetown
that was
and this
year.
And that.
We talked about this
okay,
year.
Okay, but I'm saying. So what team you rocking with this year? Everybody gets a do-over for the Sweet 16.
No, I don't know yet because I haven't done mine over. I'm like, clearly, what are you talking about? I didn't have done mine over.
Who are you picking to win?
I don't know yet now.
Lord, here we go. You don't
because
know
I have them. My March Madness is all messed up, so no,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, everybody's is messed up, yo. Word up.
Yeah, so
I roll with Syracuse. I mean, you know, you can't win a game being 0-10 from the 3-point line, and I'm so mad because CJ Fair couldn't hit a basket, Trevor Cooney couldn't hit a basket to save his life, and people were upset with the shot that Tyler Ennis took at the end of the game. Which, I mean, you know, when he hit that shot against Pittsburgh, the three-pointer, Hail Mary three-pointer against Pittsburgh, he made it. He was a hero. So, I mean, you know, you take the bitter with the sweet and the good with the bad. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, my Syracuse Orangemen, man, we got exactly what we deserve. That's all.
Yeah, I think a lot of teams. I think Kansas got what they deserve. Wichita State, everybody got what they deserve.
Did Kentucky get what they deserve?
I was shocked Kentucky won.
I was like, I know Kia's like, oh, snap.
I know.
They beat Wichita State.
Yeah, I know. I was sitting there. I was like, wow.
It's crazy.
I'm like, a whole different look at that Final Four now. Well, going to the Final Four is going to be a whole different look now.
Yeah, it's going to be a whole different look, man. It's going to be crazy. I think it's good. I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing for the you know.
These guys came to play. Kentucky came to play. They beat Wichita State. They deserve to go.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody who won, they deserve to go. Hey, I can't create them didn't play. It's all right. Ain't nothing
yeah,
to say
so,
about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I mean, and people are like, well, you know, you know, it says it's an indictment on the one and done. No, I think it makes it better, because I think I said this last year, that, you know, so what do the kids leave early? Okay, it just opens up the field for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? You know, now you don't have to, you know, you don't have to focus on your Kentuckys and your Dukes and all them other teams like that win every year. It's good to see some different, you know, teams in there. You know, I kind of felt for Dayton. You know what I mean? You know, you don't hear from them, you know. And it's always going to be a new team, man. Stephen F. Austin, I like them until they got blown. You know what I mean? And as you move along in the tournament, it gets harder and harder. You know what I mean? And I don't know. I can't even call it as far as who's going to be there, you know, on that first Monday in April playing for the NCAA title. What's your opinion on Michigan State and Izzo are flirting with the Detroit Pistons? Hello?
No, go ahead. You said my opinion on who?
Yeah, so what's your opinion on Tom Izzo talking about, you know, going to the Detroit Pistons?
I ain't hear that, really.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. I don't think so.
I think that, you know, for me, I just think that would be a natural move for him. But then again, you know what?
I don't like it.
Some coaches might be comfortable, you know, doing the college thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. He's better off in college. He's just, Detroit Pistons.
Yeah.
I'm not sold on that yet. No, I think he's just Detroit Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why he was. Hey, well,
It's a natural thing. Michigan State, Detroit.
He can do, but the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah. Detroit Pistons.
I just don't see it. I don't see him. I don't see it. Mm-hmm. I think he should stay where he's at.
Okay. I kind of agree with you on that too. I mean, he's had his success. He's always there. You know what I mean?
He's got that program to a point now where they're solid. We're gonna see. I was hoping Kansas beat them. So you know, like that Kansas out. That won't happen.
Yeah, but I mean, it just is what it is. Now is the time of year where
teams that
lose, you know, their coaches might be looking for, you know, some greener pastures. Like my man from Marquette, Buzz Williams. He left Marquette and went to Virginia Tech.
Yep, I saw that.
You know what I'm saying?
When was the last time Marquette been relevant?
Huh?
When the last time Marquette has really, you know?
Well, they did some things a couple of years ago, Marquette. That's that. Buzz Williams had put them back on the map. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, what about Shaka Smart? They're really trying to get Shaka Smart away from VCU. I think he should really stay there. You know, he's a hot name. You know what I'm saying?
I think he should stay.
Sometimes, you know, you got to take that next step. But then sometimes, you know, you're comfortable right where you are. Because, look, remember when Rick Pitino, he left the Kentucky. He was the coach of the Knicks. This is a long time ago. And that didn't work out too well. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, when Mike Krzyzewski was flirting with the Lakers. You know, a while back, you know what I mean? And sometimes I think you need to stay and you already built your name.
He's great in college.
Rick Pitino's a great college coach. You know, he used to coach the Knicks or whatever, you know what I mean? But, sometimes they have that itch. They want to, you know, they want to see if they can make it happen. But again, like we talked about before, the NBA and the NCAA, those are two different animals altogether.
They're different.
You know what I'm saying? You have control in, you know, the college game, you control. You don't really have that control in the NBA.
I'm still hoping you said Izzo to the Pistons. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Izzo's talking to the Detroit Pistons. So again, what you want on the topic of tonight is today's sports fan truly informed? What do you think about that? What's your opinion on that?
Is today's
sports fan truly informed? You know, I mean, because, you know, you say, like, you watch, you know, you have your ESPNs, you have your, you know, your newspapers or whatever you have on your phone to keep you current or whatever. Do you take that information and just regurgitate it, or do you take that information and then you kind of process it and then come up with your own opinion? I know you do, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I come up with my own opinion. Let me tell you something. I read everything. So, you know, I get the Baseball Weekly. I get the magazines that come in the mail. So when I get that, get the Sports Illustrated, I get. So when it comes in, I read all of them. And then I go on to my team, this person, I go through all of it. I read everything. Mm-hmm. You know, everything comes to my phone. I read what's going on with the Steelers, what's going on, you know, with the Lakers and things like that. And I digest. And then when I hear people, I'm like, well, I didn't see that on the Pittsburgh Steelers website. I didn't see that. If it's like maybe some other sports group or something mentioning about it, I haven't read it. So if I have my opinion about something, it's because that's my opinion, but I haven't read. But
right.
I think you can't be informed if you read it and come up with your own conclusion or your own opinion.
Right. Because
but
I mean,
you're going to have to read. You're going to have to. There's so much stuff out. It's like you like that. We already know with the baseball stuff. You already know. Ooh, like I was just reading how they got Robert Cano as the number one second base. You know, I'm like, baseball tonight. Baseball today, well, you know, they voted him, you know, saying Robert Cano, top base, second baseman. You know, you're looking at the other one. Maybe you may have your team that's going from. It could be a little bit, could be your second, your first, you know. But if you read, I think you can be informed.
Okay. I mean, because, you know, I had a conversation with in a sports group, and the guy was like, well, you know, the Tigers, they needed a left-handed bat. And he was like, well, Ian Kinsler is a left-handed bat that they need. And I flipped on him. I was like, first of all, Ian Kinsler is not left-handed.
No,
what
kind
of fan are you? Ian Kinsler is right-handed. He's been right-handed all his life. And you just got rid of a left-handed bat in Prince Fielder. Oh, you think you know it? I know exactly what the hell I'm talking about.
He actually said
yes.
That what they...
Yes, yes. And you know I was flipping. I had to read it three times to make sure. So when I started flipping on him, I was like, well, since when is Ian Kinsler left-handed?
Oh, I got to go
read
this.
How long have you been watching baseball? You just, what are you, new? You brand new or something? Ian Kinsler never been left-handed.
No, he just got rid of a lefty bat.
You just got
he
rid of Prince Fielder.
He probably didn't know Prince was left-handed either.
Okay, I'll buy that. I'll give you that. So why are we even in a sports conversation if you don't know what you're talking about?
He actually said that?
Ian Kinsler is the left-handed bat that we need. That was the direct quote. Ian Kinsler is the left-handed bat that we need. I was right.
And nobody else corrected him?
And nobody said no. And nobody said a word.
Because they didn't know themselves.
And I said, you know what? I said, oh, I can't. Key, it was like that itch in the back that you...
It was
you know what I mean? You're trying to get at. You know what I'm saying?
You don't even have to tell me because I already know you. I already know you about baseball. And if you put something out there...
It was killing me, yo. I was like, yo!
You're gonna get them.
And I was like, I said, since when is Ian Kinsler left-handed? When? And then I said, well, you just got rid of a left-handed bat. Oh, well, I know exactly what I'm talking, especially when it comes to this baseball. Please don't test me. Please. I live for this. I live for it. And then I said, the baseball season started already. Baseball season didn't start. I said, where you been? Baseball season started last Saturday. Where was you at? Oh, so why are they still playing exhibition games? You need to ask Bud Selig that. All I know is that the Dodgers beat the Diamondbacks twice in Australia. And the season has started already. That's all I know. No. Don't even get off on that, because that's a crutch. Because that's why you're in this group. Because you think you know sports. But anyway,
it'd been something if he had an opinion, but to say that the guy was a left.
That's
a
point. That's right. That's right. If you have an opinion, it's fine.
That's right.
But
you're
don't
fine.
Beat
but
me in the head with that. That like that's the ultimate truth, because you're gonna get. I can't even say what I want to say because it's a family show and all that. But you're gonna. I say it like this. You're gonna get slimed on. How about that? Is that cool, Rich? Is that all right? Can I say it like that?
Yeah.
You're gonna get slimed on. You know what I'm saying?
He said he was right-handed. You know, should have just said, if he didn't know, he should have just said.
He did. You know what I mean? I don't even know what he should have said, but all I know is what he shouldn't have said. But that's, I just want
and
to
nobody
say, you know,
else, and nobody else corrected him.
Right. And that's the other
thing.
He would have
automatically kept thinking that he was a left-hander.
Yes. Yes. You would have automatically kept thinking that, and then, you know, people like to pat themselves on the back and big themselves up, and then when you get checked, it's a problem. It ain't never been a problem with me, you know what I'm saying? Because this is what it is, and this is what we do. That's why I was like, is today's sports fan truly informed with all the internet and, you know, newspapers? Like you said, you read your magazines, and you know what I mean?
The thing that you said, today's sports fan, everybody's not a sports fan. The today's sports fan, yes, they are informed because they will keep themselves informed. Because you are a sports fan and you knew the difference between a left-handed and a right-handed batter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So today's sports fan, yes, they are informed. The non-Supreme Court fan, no, they're not informed.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, you're right. They're informed, but how come they don't act like it?
No, no, he's he's not a today's sports fan, because he was a today's sports fan. He would knew what he sat right or left.
You could peruse any of these sports groups, and you could pick and choose. You could be like, okay, I like what they're talking about. Certain people, you know, they have their opinions or whatever, but then you have the certain people that just, they rehash what they heard on ESPN or whatever the case may be, and they get so offended, and when you confront them with the truth, you know what I'm saying? When you confront them with the truth, then it's a problem, you know? But I could do this all day, but it's all good. You ready for baseball to start, yo?
I am ready for baseball I'm ready for the Yankees. I'm ready to see what they're gonna do. I'm just ready for New York to have Yankees back. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know how when Yankees, it's just like something about Yankees baseball in New York.
Yeah.
There's
I got my hat already. I'm ready.
It's just something about Yankees baseball. It's just something totally different about when baseball is here. It's something a little bit different than the Knicks. You know what I'm just saying? It's nothing like baseball when Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, the Yankees, Girardi made Pineda the number five starter. You know, he had a good spring.
Okay,
you know what I mean? So he's gonna be the fifth starter, which is a good look. I'm just hoping that, you know, he can do what he's, you know, do what we got him to do. And he hasn't really pitched since he's been over here. You know what I mean? So I'm hoping, you know,
he needs to know that this is a mission that they're on, and it's a mission to get that ring. Chasing the ring, and he needs to come out and perform that like he's supposed to when he came over to New York to go.
There you go.
It's time to be great.
Mm-hmm. And again, you know, I'm looking forward to it being a good season. You know what I mean? And we got to definitely get off to a good start.
Ready. I think Cece's, he has this what he says, how he, the weight loss. He has a lot of confidence about the season. He's out to get that.
He got to prove something, man. Cece's got to prove. Cece's got to step his game up real tough.
He lost the weight. He looks good. He's out here to like be that same, T.C. Sabathia today. You know, strikeout.
Yeah, what I ask for from C.C. is consistency.
That's all.
Be consistent.
I think that's what he said, he knows about the flashy. He talked about that. We had that when they were talking to him about when he talked about his weight loss and how he's still coming for spring camp and what he expects to do this season.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what happened last, you know, wasn't nothing to talk about last.
Right. You would say it better than me because I don't know how to put it in diplomatic terms. I'm gonna like.
Yeah, he knows how it feels. What happened last season, the performance and what he didn't do, and, you know, he's C.C. Sabathia.
Yeah, he's getting that number one starter money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's got to pitch like a number one starter.
And
that's all we ask for. That's all we ask.
You're scared of C.C. And I think he's trying to get that back.
Yeah, they said he had lost some velocity on his fastball. It went from 94 to 92, and that's a problem. So, but we're going to see what it is, though.
But they said they're not too concerned about it because of the fact that he'll get in his groove. CC will find his groove back. So we'll see if he'll find his groove back and get the fastball. It's only down to two, so, you know, we'll let him find his groove back.
No doubt.
He said he feels good.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he feel good, I mean, you know, as long as his back don't hurt from carrying all that money, you know, it's all good. You know what I mean? You got to do what he got to do. What's your opinion on the NFL with the decision they made today about no more dunking the ball over the goalposts? It's a 15-yard penalty.
Wow, they just take away a lot of stuff.
Yes.
A lot of unnecessary stuff.
I'm surprised it's not going to be a 15-yard penalty for going to the game.
They're taking away a lot of stuff.
But you know what, though? You're still going to be, you know, I mean, you know, regardless of the fact, let alone the fact that the seasons overlap, You know what I'm saying? And it's like April, you know, the end of March, and we're still talking about football. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know why, you know, they want everything to be so streamlined, and you can't have any fun, and you can't, you know, celebrate, you know. And I mean, sometimes it does get outrageous and over the top. But again, man, you know, why, you know, worry about dunking the ball over the goalpost when you got players who were in the league 25, 30, 40 years ago that can't, you know, walk, or they don't have all their functions. You know what I'm saying? But you don't want to talk about that. You want to talk about somebody calling somebody out their name, or somebody, you know, dunking the ball over the goalpost. Come on, yo. There's other stuff to worry about.
It is.
You know?
They just taking away the whole aspect of football.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do? Let alone the fact that now, you know, the games are on Sunday, Monday, Thursday. You know what I'm saying? They want to try to talk about on Saturdays. I mean, it's oversaturation. You know, even though that, you know, NFL is, you know, the number one sport in America and all that, I get all of that, whatever. You know what I mean? But sometimes you're killing it. You're killing it.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know. I'm not with that 15-yard penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that Buffalo Bills owner died.
Yeah, Ralph Wilson, he passed away, 95 years old.
Wow.
I shouted him out, you know, respect, you know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, at least as an owner, I mean, you know, the Buffalo Bills are the Buffalo Bills or whatever, but he, you know, can no other owner ever say his team went to the Super Bowl 4 years in a row, regardless if they lost. You know? He's
mm-hmm.
the only owner that could always say that, you know, his team went to the Super Bowl 4 straight years.
Okay, yeah, that's, yeah.
You know, and another thing, I don't know if you heard about Jim Kelly. His cancer came back, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So he's going through it too, man. So, you know, shout out to him, you know, send one up for Jim Kelly, man. You know what I mean? And Ralph Wilson, man, owner of the Buffalo Bills. And I was thinking that, you know, is that a sign now that, you know, Ralph Wilson is gone? You think they're going to keep the Bills in Buffalo?
I mean, that's
something to consider, because, you know, that...
I know they made a statement that they're not going to play any more balls up in Toronto. I guess they play a lot of balls up in Toronto.
Uh-huh,
I know they made a statement
uh-huh.
that they're not uh-huh. playing any balls up in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. They were playing, you know, a couple games in Toronto or whatever. But, you know, and now that Mr. Wilson is gone, you know what I mean? I don't know what's going to happen with that franchise up there. But they deserve it. Buffalo deserves that team, man. Buffalo deserves that.
I don't think
that's
they'll move it out of Buffalo, because it's one of the oldest franchises. I know. And it's still, Mr. Rooney had made a statement, because Mr. Rooney and Mr. Wilson are good friends. They've been around for
mm-hmm.
years,
mm-hmm.
owning the same team around the same time. So they've been friends. I know the Steelers owners had made a statement to the Wilson family on behalf of the
mm-hmm.
Steelers.
Right.
You know, their condolences and stuff like that. But
mm-hmm.
I don't think they would take them out of Buffalo.
They deserve
a
franchise. I mean, they had the Buffalo Braves in the NBA, and they moved. You know what I mean? They got the Buffalo Sabres, the hockey team or whatever. You know what I mean? But I think the Buffalo Bills should be in Buffalo. We'll see what it is as far as that's concerned. Switching gears a little bit, let's talk a little NBA basketball. You know what I'm saying? Knicks and the Lakers tonight.
I'm glad when this season is cold.
Knicks and the Lakers tonight. Rah. Knicks and the Lakers tonight.
I'm on strike, so.
That's what I was waiting for you to say, that you were on strike. It's all good.
Can you believe I have been on strike since Kobe went down the second time? I have not even talked.
You've been on strike all season. It's all good.
I know. It's like all season I've been on strike. I have not even talked. Basketball. I have not even looked at sports. I have not even concerned myself. The day I'm going to look at sports is when that, you know, fool fall down the flight of stairs, but he haven't fallen down the flight of stairs yet, so I can't talk sports yet.
What fool is this?
The Lakers coach. Who do you think fool?
Oh, okay. You don't even want to mention this. He said remain nameless.
Oh, that's how pissed I am. That's how pissed I am. But I call him a different name.
Fall down some steps.
I call him a different name. Like I said, as soon as that blank fall down a flight of stairs.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's how pissed
that.
I am over this entire season.
What's your opinion about the Indiana Pacers? I mean, is the Eastern Conference up for grabs now? It seems like the Pacers don't want it. The Miami Heat don't want it.
You know
what?
That's going to be so strange. It's going to be some. You know what? When you talked about Toronto.
Uh huh. At the beginning of the season.
About
go ahead.
How, okay, fine. Like you said, because you know, I was one of the ones that
laughed at me.
Toronto.
That's right.
I didn't laugh. I said Toronto. I said it's
listen
like
to the archives.
Laugh.
Laughing at
but
me.
My thing is, how strong is Toronto for a 5-game and a 7-game series?
See, that's gonna be the question.
That's all I say. That's
gonna be the
Toronto
question.
Toronto
could
be
right
good.
Now.
They look good on in seeing, but how good are they gonna be on paper in 5 and 7 games?
Yeah, I mean, I said before the season, when we did the NBA preview, I said, you know what, Key? I said, there's a team that I'm watching that I think people should be, you know, on the lookout
mm-hmm.
for. This is before they got rid of Rudy Gay.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the Toronto Raptors. You're like, Toronto Raptors. I'm like, what's around? And you know what? I said that because the Eastern Conference is so watered down. Once you get past Indiana and Miami, it's a toss-up. I wasn't concerned about the Bulls. I wasn't concerned about Brooklyn. I wasn't concerned. I was watch Toronto. But again, like you said, it'll come out in the wash in a 7-game series. It'll come out
in a 7-game series.
If the season was over today, they would play Washington in the first round, and that would be a damn good series.
Right, and it will be, and that's going to tell you right there that 5-game series
mm-hmm.
can they withstand 5 games?
That's the question right there. Mm-hmm. They would have home court. I mean, you know, and again, like you said, it would be tough. That would tell it. Because again, if everybody was right, Toronto wouldn't be.
They look good. They're playing great. Just like not using the same thing as college basketball. You think, oh, they're playing great ball, and all of a sudden we get somewhere to the big dance, and we don't even know how to play. We get on the biggest stage, and we don't know how to play.
Mm-hmm.
We forget that the ball, how the ball is going and that and everything. But Toronto looks good.
And shout out to the diehard Knicks fans. They still, you know, I just think that loss the other night against Cleveland is kind of like, you know, we shot ourselves in the foot. We're good for that. You know what I mean? But I'm not seeing the playoffs for the Knicks. I'm not, because they got to go, you know, this West Coast trip is going to tell it all.
They about to do a whole revamping.
Yeah. I just want to get this
and
season over with.
I heard he was from, you know, he was playing kind of some good ball. How do you rate him playing a couple
Stoudemire,
of days?
Stoudemire's playing the best ball since he's been in New York.
Okay, that's what I want to mention.
He's playing his best ball since I'm pleasantly surprised at the way he's playing.
Is he doing this because Phil Jackson is in the helm, or is it because now he wants to play, or is why is he playing now?
I think that, you know, when it comes to Amari Stoudemire and his season that he's having, I think he's probably finally, you know, healthy a little bit. You know, he's putting consistent numbers up. His minutes are up. So I think that he's healthy. I don't think that, you know, the Phil Jackson thing might have something to do with it. But I just think that he's right now. You know what I mean?
He's playing great ball, but
mm-hmm.
Phil gonna have the final say, you know. Gone, cut, you know. So,
but that means
everybody. You know what I'm just saying? Stoudemire. That's nobody else right now. It's Stoudemire.
Stoudemire's playing some good ball. I think he's playing good ball. And will he be on the Knicks next year? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know about all that. I'm not really sure. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, let me see. I say it like this. At the beginning of the season, Stoudemire wasn't, like, even a top 50. Well, I think Stoudemire right now is a top 30, top 35 player in the NBA, Amari Stoudemire. I got to give it to him. I call it like I see it. You know, he's not worried about his knees. He's playing aggressive. He's doing his numbers. And he's averaging the double-double.
Yeah, that's what I'm mad at. I was hearing them talking about that on the, these guys were talking about it on the pad. They were talking about that. And I'm waiting for Tuesday because I wanted to ask you, how do you see Stoudemire now than before? You know,
I have a new
Phil Jackson move shake up a lot of those guys now? Like, you know, look, oh, wow. You know, because I'm, even when I kind of hesitant, like he was going to take it, it's like when it finally came official.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, Phil Jackson. You know, from where probably when he wanted to coach, he played there, you know, and things like that. It was an interesting move. It was an interesting decision. I mean,
I think it would be more interesting if you would have came down and was going to be the coach. Then I would really be hyped. I'm not really hyped about him being in the front office. I'm not really excited because he's removed. He's removed from the situation on the floor. If he was coming back as a coach, I'd be all in. I'd have been all
he's
in.
About
okay,
to
he's going
but,
down.
But you already know he's about to change that whole coaching staff.
Yeah, he's going to change the. I hope that he changes the culture. I hope that he's involved. You know what I'm saying? Not just, you know, he's upstairs in the office and he's looking down and all. Nah. I don't want that. I wanted Phil Jackson to be more involved.
He may be more involved. We don't know what Phil Jackson's going to do because Phil Jackson's the type he wants to win, so he's going to put his guys in there and he's going to give them some input on what we need to do to win.
Exactly.
Phil Jackson's not going to win when we're losing. We never see Phil Jackson when we're losing.
That's right. That's another thing, too. You know what I mean? You know, when have you ever seen Phil Jackson even being a coach with a team that was suspect?
Right.
You know what I mean? He had never had no suspect teams.
Nah, he's already probably doing the groundwork, the layout, and already trying to see who his coaching staff and get those guys. And because once this season's over, and that I guess you do your exit interviews.
This season's over. Wipe the board clean, and let's start all over. Listen to the After Further Review, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. I got Key on the line with me, man. I appreciate everybody listening. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man. Get your voice heard. You know what I mean?
Kid
could do it.
Did you
could do it. Go ahead.
Did you see the thing, a couple of days I've been so busy with work and stuff like that. Did you see the issues what they're having now with these, you know, going back to our little discussion about the athletes and being paid and, you know, getting money? And just to go back, if you're talking about a stipend, my thing is, I just cannot see.
You talking about college players?
Yeah, college
okay,
athletes.
Okay.
I just cannot see them getting excess type of money. If you're talking about a stipend, meaning as far as a monthly stipend for, you know, X amount of dollars, it got to be a reasonable amount. I make it 10 that way. But as far as, you know, giving them a chunk of something, no, I'm totally against that. Because my thing is, just using, I'll use Jabari Parker, just using him. Say he was to get paid. He's leaving soon. He's done. He just got paid. But my thing, and not saying Jabari Parker probably got a 2.5 or 2.0, he probably got a 2.0 GPA. And he's about to be an NBA.
Hey, how much is a 2.0 GPA worth these days?
I'm just saying, I was just thinking one day, I was coming to the staff, and I was just thinking, I wonder how to ask these guys, what are their GPAs? You know, what are their GPAs?
Like Andrew Wiggins, or you know what I mean? Like O and B, right.
I'm just thinking, are they studying? Is it a 2.0?
When you got a guy like Andrew Wiggins saying that, you know, like even like 10 games into his college career, when he says that he can't wait for the NBA draft, what else you need to know? What else is there to say? He can't wait for the NBA draft. He's a freshman in college.
This is what pissed me off. And he probably has a 2.0
GPA. What
is that?
I don't know. I can't call it. But again, I think that, you know, they're going to work out some kind of system where if you're going to get paid
you're going to have to stay at least 2 years.
Three years is kind of different
because if you stay for 3 years, well, okay, let me put an example out there for you. Carmelo Anthony, okay? Carmelo Anthony, you know, going to Syracuse, and they did this. They were not expected to win the championship. They were not expected to win the championship that year. They won. They won the NCAA tournament. They were the champions. Carmelo left after his freshman year. I was so mad when Carmelo Anthony left school. Why are you leaving school? Here's the conversation, Kier. He did everything he needed to do. What the heck? What are you talking about? What did he do? So this is what you're telling me. You're telling me he went to school just to, you know, to win a championship. And when he won a championship, now he don't need school no more. Really? That's what's hot in the street right now? That's what you're telling me? Okay. And then, like you said, which is a good 2.0 grade point average.
Grade point average.
Which a good 2.0. You know
and
what I'm
not,
so, go ahead.
And I'm not knocking, like, saying, making it seem like, you know, okay, well, all, not making it seem like maybe all the African-American athletes, you know, who stays in school compared to the Caucasian, you know, athletes, where, so you got Doug McDermott, who 4 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
probably have like a 3.5, you know what I'm saying?
Right, and probably not worried about no money either.
Right, because you know what, he's going to get the grades and a lot of these other athletes who, you know, it just pisses me off when they you just thinking they 2.0 and they satisfied with a 2.0. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
2.0.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You know, it goes with your mentality. If that's what you, that's their mentality, that's what pisses me off.
Mm-hmm. That what pisses
mm-hmm.
me off. And it was like, and then when they had this thing, they voted out their reading level is so bad, and their writings
mm-hmm.
are down. Because that means mm-hmm. the key element is we have to learn to read and write.
Right, that's right. And understand what you're reading and understand what you're writing. That's right, that's right.
And we do. And these athletes don't do that because in the article that it's true. Because they were talking about some athlete back in the day. I don't know him. I think his name was Dexter Manley.
Played football for the Washington Redskins.
Right. He couldn't read.
Couldn't read to save his life.
Right.
They were talking about this.
And I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about how athletes that, you know, I'm like, wow, but they know how to play football. That's fine. You got that skill. You get to what God has, you know, whatever. But you need some other substance.
Thank you. There you go.
It's some other substance
so, you
need in
saying.
Life.
That's it. That's what we're saying.
Some other substance.
I mean,
but
basketball and athletics is going to, you know, that's going to be there. That's not going anywhere. But,
right.
Again, you're going to have something to fall back on. Something that's going to be like after
something,
your career is done.
Something.
I'll give you another example. And you know, I'll put it out there because, you know, what? Look at Derek Coleman. My cousin went to school with Derek Coleman. And, you know, for all the accolades that he received, you know, for being a, you know, ball player and all that good stuff, she was in class with Derek Coleman. She was like, Derek Coleman's dumb as a doorknob.
Oh, you ain't got to tell me.
You know
I believe that.
It goes back, yo. And again, like you're saying, you got to have something to fall back on. You got to have something
her.
To, you know, and then you look at the cats like, you know, like your Doug McDermott, your Grant Hills.
Grant,
you know what I mean?
And not saying because his parents weren't educated, because he could be as dumb as a doornail, because I know guys whose parents are educated, they're just as dumb as a doornail.
Right, but that's not an indictment on the parents. That's all you.
Right. But Grant, his parents, it's something that he is still, he wanted this. So he wanted to educate.
And look at him now.
He
had a nice little career, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And look at him now. He's doing his broadcasting thing or whatever the case
right.
may be. You got to have something, man, to fall back on and to further your career. So you could still be involved in sports. You might not be on the court playing.
He came in for the Cowboys
came in for Romo when Romo got injured. Played he came in the back. He was the backup behind. He used to play. You know the guy that came. He was the third string quarterback for the. He was teaching high school math.
You know about Kitna?
Yep. And I always think about that because you know what?
John
even
Kitna
though he played football, he got his
mm-hmm.
math. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He went back to teach high school
mm-hmm.
math because he could.
Yeah.
Like, this is what
yeah.
I'm talking about. This is what I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about. He knows that, you know, football is there.
It's not going to last forever.
He,
right.
It's not going to last
mm-hmm.
forever. He can come back and teach
mm-hmm.
high school math.
That's right. That's right.
Come on.
And you know what happened? They needed a quarterback, and hey, we know this guy. He's down there teaching
right,
high school or whatever.
Exactly.
Let's give him a call, bring him up, and there you go. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
So he came to med school and everything, but he had something to fall back on because he was, and I'm like looking like, this is the prime example of what I'm talking about, high school math. He got an education.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong,
mm-hmm.
some guys go back
stuff.
And get their degree, which is all
mm-hmm.
good and fine. You go back
mm-hmm.
and get a degree. But some
exactly.
guys, they think about going to get back and get their degree.
Uh-huh.
And but the guys who you can tell,
yeah.
you can
mm-hmm.
tell. Same thing about Dolphin for Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
He got caught cheating. He admitted it.
Fab Mello from Syracuse. Right.
He got caught cheating because you know
mm-hmm.
what? It wasn't because he can't discipline himself to study.
Mm-hmm.
Discipline yourself to study. Sometimes you just gotta read a book. Just read a book. Read your lesson.
That's
read
all
whatever.
It's not
all about football right now. We
mm-hmm.
know you play college, but we know you're the quarterback for Notre Dame. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes
mm-hmm.
you gotta set yourself apart from everybody else and
mm-hmm.
study.
And now he did his penance or whatever, but they're still gonna be looking at him sideways as that dude. You know what I mean?
Because you know what? It's something he learned. Because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to fall flat on your face, but you better be able to get
mm-hmm.
yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
mm-hmm.
he elevated. He got himself together because you did something that you're not supposed to do in cheating. And, you know, which we already know, and you're in college, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
just something we don't do because you're going to get expelled.
Right.
And Notre Dame doesn't
play,
play
that.
And those are schools,
right.
they don't play that. They don't play that.
Mm.
It's just something that
Word
they need
up.
To be.
I hear you. That's exactly right, and that's what
we
talked about, man. Like, you know, get your education, man. You know
get
what I mean? We know you're a star on the field of play between the white lines. We know you got it covered. We know you got it going on or whatever. But once they turn the lights out, man, the game is over with. Now what?
And the same thing, and not saying what we're for Louisville for last year. Now, what if he
mm-hmm.
plays in the NBA, his rookie year in the NBA, whatever, and came down to his leg like that his rookie year in NBA.
I guess
you know
that's why he's not traveling with the team now. He's at school doing his homework.
That's why you just stay the 4 years or 3 years. Just stay the 4 years. Get your degree, that BSBA, whatever you're going to get. And then the money will be there when you finish the 4 years.
And another thing about that, you know, you're not going to get that college experience back. It's nothing.
Oh God,
you know,
no.
This is the best
I'm
time.
Like, no.
This is the best time of these kids' lives right now. They're in the NCAA.
You away from home and drink? Please.
You cannot buy it. This is the best time of your life right now, yo.
Yeah. And being in a classroom setting, doing topic discussion, whether you're in some philosophy class,
mm-hmm,
debating,
mm-hmm.
and or you know, listening to you know this reasoning, this non-reason, and just you know whether you're in English and you're you know just certain things, and then football is football. Football's gonna be there, but this
yeah.
right here is not gonna be here.
Yeah. And you could even take classes. And, you know, if you're a sports head like that, or you like it, you can even take classes on, you know, learn how to get your broadcasting on. You know what I'm saying? And still be involved in sports. You're not missing nothing. You know? Yeah, we wilding out tonight, man. After further review, man, 646-200-3838 is the math, man. Press 1 and get in on the conversation, man. We hope, you know, we putting it out there, man. We just talking, man, because it's deeper than sports. It's deeper than bouncing the ball or shooting the ball. It's deeper than that, man. So if you feel like you got a comment, holler.
They were just saying about, and it's also about athletes when they come back home. Somebody was talking about this story. This guy I know, he's probably becoming the next head coach of this high school here. And he was just saying, oh, you know, how to, like, you know, whatever. And he was telling his students,
with Tennessee. I don't know if he was home or whatever. Just got killed the other day. You know what I'm saying? Like some of these, you know, they come home or whatever. I mean, it's like so much stuff. You know, you gotta. I guess not saying when you come back home. Whether you're coming back home to visit or you finish college, you come back home. Sometimes you got to remove yourself from a certain element. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
Because you can't keep yourself in the same element because everybody's not for you.
That's right.
Success has enemies.
Say that again.
Enemies, and it does because just because you're doing stuff, somebody else is going to be jealous because you not elevated yourself. And you know, and just lose a life.
Right.
Behind
they don't want to see you come up. That's right.
Oh God, no. They don't want to see you come up. And especially when athletes, you know, you come back home, and you know they know you were the star athlete in high school, you know, and things like that. And sometimes you can't go to that 4-year university, so you can try to go like a Middle Tennessee or go to here, you know, but you're doing good, trying to get your grades, and you come back home, and then you know, for his mother, I felt, you know, my heart goes out to her because you know her son, you know, keep away from the inner city, and all of a sudden come back home for you know, and then this to happen, it's like wow.
Right. That's sad, man. And it's an indictment on, you know, how, you know, society, man, you know, you want to do good for yourself and you call yourself coming back home and you don't want to like be like, well, you forgot about the hood or you forgot about where you come from.
You forgot about it. It's just sometimes you're removing yourself out of that element. You're trying to get somewhere. I told you there's nothing wrong with that. You're trying to get somewhere. But you look back, not to go back, but you look back to see how far you've been. But to come back home and then all of a sudden, you're hanging out with your boys, and then something go wrong, and stuff like that. Next thing you know, boom, shot. Like, what?
Yeah, man. I mean, that's sad. And again, man, you know, people just have to kind of like, you know, make some tough decisions. You know what I'm saying? Because you already know, if you want to remove yourself from the situation, you can't have one foot in and one foot out. Because, you know, usually that don't turn out too good. You know what I'm saying? So, again, always, you know, and then, you know, it's not impossible because, you know, cat like myself, I grew up around crazy wild cats. You know what I mean? And my thing was my books. And, you know, I played sports. I hung out. I did my dirt, whatever. It was like, yo, Des, man, do what you do. You know what I mean? So, you know, you kind of like inspiration to some people on the low. And if you choose to ignore the path that you're walking in, then this is what's going to happen to you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's cool that you're from certain areas or, you know, you have a certain, you know, way about you and you're kind of wise to life and life situations, but also have that mentality that you're going to get rise above. I'll say it like that. You're going to rise above. I'm not trying to sound preachy or nothing, but that's what it is.
They had, I'm going to find that piece of paper. I have the article. I got to find it. They had something about high school where they started with the elementary grade school. You know how, like, eighth grade, these kids are playing basketball, and they've got some eighth graders that are really good, you know, and stuff. And their parents are now picking schools for their child to go to because they took their child to play. They brought up the subject where Kyrie Irving is from my home with West Orange, New Jersey, but he didn't play at West Orange High school. His father sent him to St. Patrick's. You see what I'm saying? Because he didn't feel like he was going to start. He was going to get this type of thing at West Orange, so he sent him to St. Patrick's. They had this thing now where high school, like mothers who see their kids because coaches in their ear like, oh, your son playing good. If you let him come to my school, which is like four different districts. You know, they got to catch like five buses to go to a different school because they wouldn't, you know, I'm like, wow. They were talking about this, about how he influenced other coaches from other school districts. Having the parents, you know, because St. Patrick's a private where West Orange was a, you know, a public high school in West Orange, New Jersey. So it's like, and they were talking about how, you see, they're in elementary, looking at these eighth graders. That's who's going to be now ninth graders. They play JV and with boot camps over. And parents are like, you know, they already know that their kid maybe in the next star, the next this person.
Yeah.
You know. They were talking about that about high school, how they already get them prepped already now for the NBA. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, how people put the cart before the horse, you know what I mean?
Yep, exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with, you know, you want to get your child prepared for the NBA, and a lot of times,
right.
You know, it's the parent living through the child.
Exactly. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Where you know, maybe their childhood, they didn't really reach that pinnacle, and they can see it for their child,
which
but they try to rush their child through the system.
There's nothing wrong with wanting your child, but you got to also make sure your child is coming out of elementary and passing the equipment tests that he
yeah.
needs to pass instead
yeah.
of thinking about the basketball.
Yep.
Because
that's
testing,
true.
And while he's testing, he happens to be thinking about basketball well. He's going to be, no, he's still going to need grades.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd rather fail to be a 1.9 student graduating with 400 kids and he ranked 355?
Come on. What is that about? We're having a real conversation, man. After further review, what's going down, man? Tonight's show being sponsored by VinylElements.com. Shout out to my man Audio Rush, DJ Kid Crash. They got what you need, man, as far as hip-hop when it comes to the music, man. Check them out, VinylElements.com, sponsoring After Further Review. We live and direct, man, on GQ Palace Radio, man. I got my Rich holding me down, my dude Rich Money holding me down. Miss Lavina's in the building. 646-200-3838 is the mathematics. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. We have an intelligent conversation tonight, man. That's what we do. You know, we're sports heads, but we can talk it like we talk it. That's what we do, man. It's the best sports show popping right now. After Further Review, check us out. Go ahead.
This is about these athletes. I think you heard about Kent, what's his name, Lewin, one of the guards that the Giants hopefully probably supposed to be drafted, who just got charged with, he got charged with assault. One of the draft prospects. He just got charged with assault.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see. And I'm just like, unbelievable. Like, you know, you just come from Combine. Just come from there. You're somewhere assaulting somebody, and you're charged with assault.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I really don't even have no comment on that because, I mean, it happens. And like we're talking about it, like, you have the choice to make. You know what I mean? It's the road less traveled. You know what I mean? You're walking and you're traveling the path called life, man. You come to that fork in the road. Which way are you gonna go? You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
You know, it all boils down to the choices that you make. You know what you got to lose, and you know what you got to gain. So if you want to, you know, choose that life, okay, you have your path already laid out for you. You're, you know, being recruited by all these schools, you're getting all this attention, and then you still choose to go down that path that leads you to no return, then that's on you. I can't really even feel sorry. I refuse to feel sorry for you. I refuse to do that because you got too much going on for you, and you choose to be a follower instead of a leader. Okay, so if you choose to do that and you want to sit up and be institutionalized and be in trouble and have your name in the police blotter and all that, I got no conversation for you. You can't tell me nothing.
I don't even, that's the thing you just said, being institutionalized. You want to be told up. You want to be told to take a shower. This is like, that's, you either pick this way, you either pick A or B. Would you want to pick A or B? A or B?
Yeah, that's all. It's up to
you.
Either
A or B.
The choice is yours, yo. You know what I'm saying?
A or B.
I can't really, you know, front and be like, oh, it's just sad. Nah, it's stupid. It's stupid. Straight like that. And I don't fake jacks. I've never been one of the fake jacks. You know what I mean? I wear my heart on my sleeve. I tell you what it is all day long. And for somebody to take advantage, I mean, not to take advantage of a situation that's kind of like dropped in your lap, that's stupid. And I don't know no other way to put it. You know? So, I mean, wow, the bell's popping. That's what it is. That's what it is. We got them stirred up, huh? Hollywood, what's good, man? Welcome to the biggest show. We got a live one tonight, man. We have an intelligent conversation tonight. What's good, my brother? How you feeling?
Oh,
How's your people, man? Your people all right?
Nah, you know, we just lost grandma yesterday.
Oh, and, wow, man. Sorry to hear that, man. Condolences, man.
thing. Well, sorry, so, and I'm sick as a dog tonight, man. I'm in the bed, sweating up a storm.
Yeah.
Ain't feeling too good. So I said, let me call in and just get a little, listen on, a little talk on.
No doubt. Yeah, we was up here talking, and we all over the map with it, me and Kia having a conversation. The topic for tonight, man, is today's sports fan truly informed. And we were just talking, man, we all over the map with it, man. We was talking about, you know, the athletes, man, and, you know, Kia wanted, you know, touch on, should athletes, you know, college athletes get paid or whatever. And we were just talking about, you know, how some kids don't take advantage of their God-given talents, man, and they choose to stray. And I think that, you know, you are, like, one of the perfect people to call, you know, to touch on that, because you are dealing in that situation with a youth. You know what I mean? And as far as trying to get them to get their head straight, and as far as, you know, playing basketball and having activities, but you also want them to have a life outside of basketball. Make sure that their studies are on point. Make sure that they're good people. You know what I'm saying? So, I give you the floor, man, and let you rock out, man. You know what I'm saying? And again, man, my condolences, man. Word up, man, to your family.
Thanks, bro. Thanks. I appreciate you. Well, as far as the the non-professionals, the amateurs getting paid, I'm kind of on the fence both ways. I don't think that if you start paying them now, then they won't. I don't feel maybe they might work hard enough to get to the next level. That's my opinion on that one. But then in the same thing, I think it should be some kind of money given to them, not on the level of a professional, but start giving them some kind of stipend, like at the end of the year, based on like performances, and I mean on the court and off the court. You know, start the bar high. I'm just gonna throw a number out there. Say we give you $5,000. You know, that's what you'll get at the end of the year, provided you kept a certain average in school. You know, you did what you had to do off the court. There wasn't any problems off the court like that. And you get what I'm saying. Like if something goes wrong, let's say they require you to keep a B-plus average.
Okay.
And then you end up with a B average. You know, maybe you'll lose $500 for dropping or $1,000 for dropping. You know, something like that's how I feel. You know, that'll keep people motivated and want them to have something to build on and work hard for. Because I'll be honest with you, all the money that these colleges are receiving for these players, and these players are not getting anything.
Right.
That is kind of unfair.
Right. That's a perfect example. We're right in the middle of it. You're right. The NCAA tournament, they're getting paid.
Yeah.
Them schools are getting paid, and them kids are not paying one dime the first.
Nope.
You know what I mean? And you're exactly right. And as far as, you know, it being incentive-based, I could get with that. You know what I mean? Being incentive based and things of that nature. But again, man, talk to it from a personal level, because you deal directly with kids. You know what I mean? You have to work with them every day. What do you tell that kid that you kind of like know has the potential to do something with himself, but you see him kind of like straying? You know what I mean? Coming from, you know, BK, man, it's really hard to focus and stay on point. So what do you do as far as being a coach and being a mentor and type, you know, in some situations, a father figure? What do you tell them, you know, to keep their mind focused on, you know, the task at hand?
Work hard. Work hard. Don't give up. Nothing's handed to you easy. If you want something, you have to go out and get it. Nothing's never going to be handed to you, especially being a minority. I mean, we weren't born into the world of money like some other folk. So we have to go out there and actually work for hours.
Right.
And, you know, to keep it real with you, you're talking about on a personal level now, I'll tell you what I tell a lot of them. You're under a microscope, and this is not the microscope that you built for yourself. As an African-American and Hispanic, they're looking for you to do something wrong. It's like one mistake and you're out now, you know, with us, where, you know, other folk, they could get away with a couple things, and then they still got a chance to go out there and make top dollars, because things are forgiven quickly. But for African American, Hispanic, there is no second chances, and that's the mentality that I try to teach them: make the best of the first opportunity, so you won't have a chance to have the second one. You get my point? If you do it right the first time, there won't be a need for a second time. But the moment you mess up that first time, there's a real strong possibility you won't get a second chance. So that's my motivation speech to them.
Okay.
And one more important thing is something we say every Saturday or Sunday. Well, Sunday, actually, because we go back to school on Monday. We tell them, you are reminded, you are students before athletes. Go out
first,
and get your education.
That's right.
Because if you go out and break your knees right now, I mean, what do you fall back on? You know, exactly. I mean, where's your degree at? I mean, I was a basketball player. And another thing I try to get them to stop saying is, where do you want to be when you grow up? A basketball player. Let's get that out our mind. Let that be a goal, but not let that not be our profession. Not becomes your profession one day, that's something totally different. But if you keep your mind set on one thing, it does not allow you to open up for other things.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, it's deep, bro. It's deep. It's deep.
Yeah,
because
No doubt. You know, I hear you even speaking to it, man. You know what I mean? And it's real important, man. I always been a proponent of, you know, having your education, man, and having being able to converse with people in different situations. It's all right to, you know, be out there and shoot the Willy Bobo, like, yeah, you know what I mean, and all that's cool. But then when you're in a situation where it's going to be to your advantage and it's going to be advantageous to you to make money, you're gonna have to communicate well. And there's nothing wrong with being bilingual. You know the language of the street. But you got to know the language, you know the language of the corporate world. Let me just put it like that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So again, man, you know, we are the ones who set the example because the example has been put out before us, and some of us got it and some of us didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, well, and good. But again, when you have a chance, like, you know, you have a chance, man. You tell these kids, man, every week or every day when you work with them, you know, you see them, you know, in their high moments, you know. You see them in their low moments. And you just try to keep their spirits up and keep their head up and be like, yo, you're going to be somebody. Every day is not going to be a good day. But if you can make it to the next day, then that's a great day.
Yeah,
Stop playing.
Listen.
You know what I mean?
No, right on point. Right on point. Right on point. You know, everybody. You know, everybody wants to be like everyone. Everyone wants to be like everyone. But see, you gotta always ask yourself a question. You know, I want to be like Kevin Durant. I want to be like LeBron James. But you gotta ask yourself one question, and this always has to be taken with you wherever you go. What did LeBron James or Kevin Durant do
go
to get to this level?
Right. Exactly, my G. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna switch the gears up real quick. I know you are a big Michael Pineda dude. He's a number five starter now. So I know you know that's some good news for you. He's officially the number five starter. He's gonna make his first regular season start April 5th against the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto. So I just wanted, you know, you called it, my dude. So Pineda's the number five starter on the Yankees, and basically,
well deserved.
But to the topic, man, is today's sports fan truly informed, in your opinion?
No. No. There's a lot of information that we don't know. You know, we find out through other people. There's still stuff probably right now that'll probably come up right now that I didn't hear about 20 years ago, 15 years ago. We only hear, to be honest with you, we only hear about the big things. We don't really hear about the small things. And that's the big problem. That's the big problem I have. I mean, before you could get to the big, you need to come up to the small. You know, and again, that goes back to what I just said about, you know, with the boys. You know, I want to be like this one. I want to be like that one. But what did he do to get to this point? But how would you know? Because the only thing you heard about was, you know, somebody's father went to prison for 5 or 6 years, and the mother was strung out on drugs. You know, we didn't hear about the struggles. We didn't hear about the waking up in the morning at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, getting up, working, doing this, that, and the other.
Right.
You know, I mean, I, when you say informed, I mean, what all is that covering?
When I say truly informed, I mean, because you have your sports centers, you have your internet, you have your newspaper, you have your magazine, you have your stuff that comes on your phone or whatever. So when you go out and you have like sports conversation, okay, when you have the conversation with somebody who really don't know what they're talking about, why aren't you informed? Because you have all the tools at your disposal, man. You have everything right on your phone.
on your fingertips. So why can't we have an intelligent conversation instead of you always have to be corrected? You know what
because
I'm saying?
Because people only gonna want to read what they want to read. Get that part?
If you're a sport,
if you're a sport fan, if you're a fan of sports, whatever way you wanna put it, you know, your job is to know about sports, not just know about piece by piece. Now let me say this. Now there's a difference between being a fan of sports or just being a fan of a particular sport, and that's where a lot of people. That's where a lot of people.
Twisty.
Yeah. I mean, that's like me coming to you talking about baseball and I say, well, you say, well, who you think should start opening day for the Yankees? And I come out to you and say, well, I think Carmelo Anthony would be a good choice. And you're looking at me like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, like, what, really?
You know what I mean?
You know, it's funny because it's hilarious because when I'm over here and people come to me and say, yo, Hollywood, such and such, and I just look at them like, what? And my favorite line is, don't laugh at this, stop watching ESPN India. Like, really?
I go through the same things, my dude, but I guess I have to learn how to tone it down a little because I expect a lot out of people. When you have a sports conversation, I expect just to be on the same level. If you're talking it, like, you know, you're talking it real thorough, I'm going to get thorough with you. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't do that.
Exactly. Don't do that. Because some people are sensitive. Some people, there's levels to this. You know what I'm saying? And if you're not on that level, which is fine, that's cool. But don't pretend like you are. Once we go into that deep water, then it's going to be a problem for you.
I hope you know how to swim.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I notice a lot of people get offended or whatever the case may be. It used to bother me, Hollywood, Kia, you know what I mean? It used to bother me. It used to be like, yo, why don't you know? You know, this is, to me, it's simple. Like you said, you read what you choose to read, and you choose to absorb what you choose to absorb. I absorb everything.
Yeah.
So that way, if somebody wants to have a conversation about the New York Islanders, the Los Angeles Kings, Creighton, or the St. Louis Rams, I can conversate with you about that.
Yeah, you have an idea.
You know what I'm saying? To me, I don't want to talk about the Yankees all the time.
No.
I want to talk about other teams and other things, and that's why I say I know more about your team than you do.
Yeah.
And there's a problem with that.
You ever heard this line come back? Well, why are you talking about other people for and you from New York or something? Oh, my
goodness. Yeah, right. Oh, God. Oh, my goodness.
Are you serious? So wait a minute. I'm only supposed to pay attention to New York and keep it moving.
Yeah.
I want to talk about my life.
I hear that all the time. Oh, my God. That is a common example.
Like, people tell me right now, they'll be like, who are your teams? I'll be like, Miami Dolphins. I love the Lakers, but then I would root for the Knicks second. I'm a Yankee fan. I'm an Islander fan. I never. How can you root for the Dolphins? You live in New York. I'm like, really? Really? You want to hear the funny part at the end of the story? When we sitting there talking about this and that and the other, and I say, well, what kind of fan are you? Well, I'm a Jets fan, and then I start naming people from the Jets. They like, I didn't know they was on the team. Oh, what?
See, you better than me, my dude. Because I just screamed on him. I was like, you know what I'm saying? It's just being well-rounded, man. That's all. And just being able to have particular conversations, man. And some people, you know, have to learn how to stay in their lane. And I hate to put it like that. And that offends some people, but you know what? It don't matter to me. I don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
I don't either.
Keep it moving.
I enjoy offending. I enjoy touching people. I really do enjoy touching people.
Kia, can you say that one more time? Because I don't want Mr. Rich to think that I'm starting trouble over here. Can you say that one more time? I don't want to get no trouble with the powers that be.
I enjoy sister people.
See? That wasn't me, Mr. Rich. That wasn't me this time.
Hey, Kia.
I really
Hey, Kia, you ever been, you ever, or Mayor, you ever been told, let's say, Oh, there you go again. Think he know everything about something?
Yeah,
oh,
all the
my
time.
God. No, I mean, it's
time,
not that I don't know everything. Listen, I am not an ignorant person. As much as I love sports, I tell you right now, there's still more things that I need to know as a fan. You know, I'm not going to sit here and act like, oh, somebody, oh, who won the 1936 NHL Hockey League? Who was the winner? Go. No. I'm not going to go through all of that. But what I can sit there and tell you is if you come to me with a question, and I'm going to go back and study it myself,
right,
and maybe I can
right
come to you the next time. I'd rather you walk away from a conversation because you don't know right then and there, but you're going to go learn, than
right
for you to sit there and try to put little pieces of puzzle together because you heard this from that one, that
right
one from this one, that,
right,
that, that,
right,
and the other.
Right. That's right. And that's what we try to do, man, after further review, man. We try to, like, to, you know, inform, you know what I mean? We don't know everything. But I'm the first one to tell you, I don't know it all, but I can hang with anybody. You name them, I can hang with them. We can conversate about whatever. You want to talk about who has the most points in the Sprint Cup chase? I can talk about it. You want to talk about who's going to be the top three in the Masters on April 10th? We can talk about it. We want to talk about
right
the major indoor soccer league. We can talk about it. Okay? So that's all it's about, man. And as far as, like, you know, cats that were talking about keeping it local, then you stay local. You stay local. And you know what? Like I said in the show, man, I probably know more about your team than you do.
Right.
And that's an indictment on you. It ain't an indictment on me. It's an indictment on you.
I can
have a conversation with anybody about anybody's team, and we can talk about it. Because that's what you're supposed. If you're a Yankee fan, you're supposed to know what the Red Sox are doing. Because first of all, we're in a division.
Word.
If you're a Mets fan, you're supposed to know what the Braves are doing. If you're a Laker fan, you're supposed to know what the Blazers are doing, the Clippers are doing. You know what I mean? So it just keeps you, it keeps your mind sharp. It keeps you focused. So when somebody does decide to test you, you can spit that ism at them, and they'll look at you like, oh, okay. But then they'll come to you and say, Hollywood, what you think about X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
That makes me feel good. People
get
on my Facebook page and be like, yo, man, what you think about this? People that I don't even know, they be like, yo, man, what you think? What's your opinion about da 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 da? And I'll give them my opinion about da 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 da. You know what I mean? Whatever it may be. And I feel like, you know, that makes me feel good. You know what I'm saying? But I might be a little rough around the edges with it. But still in all, I'm a spit that ism. You know
and
what
if
I mean?
They, and if they don't like how you're saying it, get out of the conversation.
And if they don't like how they're saying it, well, you know, go get you some feelings. Go buy you some more skin or something. Go buy you some more tough skin and come holler at your boy. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what, though? Kia will attest to it, man. We have knockdown dragouts. Like, we have, like, Batman fights, yo, about this sports stuff. We be getting it in. But you know what? At the end of the day, I got to respect your knowledge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, either you respect knowledge or you don't. And some people can't hang. And that's cool. But I'm not, and I'm saying there should be no excuse for that when you have, you know, all this information at your disposal. That's all I'm saying, Hollywood. That's all I'm saying.
You know what I hate? I clearly don't know everything, so I like to listen. You know I love to listen to guys talk baseball because it's just one of my, I hate when somebody talks about some eye test.
The people who talk that eye test garbage, personally,
like,
me,
oh,
myself, personally,
my
I have,
God.
Hollywood, I have shut them down on so many occasions, this eye test garbage.
Mm-hmm.
So open your eyes. You're telling me about the eye test, you still get it wrong. That's
like,
the part that bugs me out.
Kia
knows. Kia knows.
I love to get out of my ears, son.
I'll be so mad. I'll be like, what? And then you're going to try to justify it with this eye test garbage.
Man, can I ask a question on a light note?
Yes, sir.
Go
ahead, my dude. Go ahead.
Can we tailgate at the stadium? Well, what's up with that?
I'm not sure about the tailgating thing. You know, I'm still trying to look into some dates, man. I'm wanting to look into some dates. But the good games, man, are during the week. That's why I was saying, like, the when the Mariners come on April 29th, I'm trying to go to one of them games, man. Even if it's just a situation with me and Hollywood just hanging out at the game or whatever, man.
Word.
But I think that the get together, we want to do that on a weekend where, you know, we can get the more, you know, the more people or whatever to hang out or whatever. But as far as tailgating at the stadium, I'm not sure. But yeah, my dude, I would definitely look into it if we want to hang out, man. Just go to the game and just hang out.
Well, you know, man, how we gonna get it down, brother? We gonna get it down this summertime, man. We got some Derek Jeter shout outs to make. We got some Konnichiwas to do. You know, I mean, it's gonna be live at that stadium this year, brother. I'm gonna tell you that right now. It's gonna be live. Trust me. I'm looking forward to getting out the Yankee Stadium this year.
I am too.
All right.
But my thing about, you know, if you don't know certain aspects of sports, you know, it's okay to listen. You may not agree. So if they say something, you'd be like, and then later on you go back and look, well, I know when he told me it was this, but you read like, well, it wasn't that. So it's sometimes it's okay just to listen because you don't know. So certain things about baseball, no, I wasn't around. So you know, you're just like, well, I didn't know that. Oh, interesting. And some things he may be saying, I'd be like, I didn't know that neither. Interesting. Now I know.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear these other guys talk about, I'm like, you know what? Y'all can all be blind, okay, with this eye test. I test this. It's because of the eye test. Whatever.
Yeah, man.
I don't believe
test.
Nothing about that eye test garbage.
You must got,
and
you must
I
got
enjoy.
You must
I
got
enjoy.
A patch on or something. I don't know.
I could care less. It's nothing more. Hollywood is nothing more enjoyment for me and watching guys whine like females. I enjoy every bit of it. Listen to them whine because I do not change my stand. I could care less. I'm going to speak my opinion.
Man,
I enjoy hearing these guys whine.
I shut them down. I don't care.
You know men can't stand a knowledgeable sports woman too, right?
They get so mad and start crying like females. I'm like,
Kia, you ever seen a Spanish person when they trying to speak English and you can see the look on their face? They mad, they angry. That's how people be when they talk sports. They be like, what? Why?
They be so mad. The pimples be busting on their face.
Hold up.
We got 3 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? So we had a great show tonight, man. You know how we do it, man. Everybody speak their little mind. We got Kia in the building. We got my man, Mr. Hollywood. Kia, real quick. You got anything to say before we get out of here? Real quick.
No. My condolences to your family.
Thank you, Kia.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Mr. Hollywood, you got anything to say before we get out of here, fam?
Yes, sir. I'll be quick with it. Couple things. I want to give a shout out to Mike Boynton, assistant coach, Stephen F. Austin, real good friend of mine, and Alan Bird Griffin, assistant coach at Dayton University, also a Syracuse alumni, real good friend of mine as well. Good job, man. No doubt. Alan and Mike. It's funny because Mike and I used to work out together at BRC when we were younger, and I'm real proud of him now, you know, being assistant coach at Stephen F. Austin. Good luck to them. I spoke with him the other night and told him, you know, good job. Hope maybe next week we can get him on the show if
everything works out. No doubt. That'd be a good look.
Definitely want to give a shout out to Willie Mae Grooms, my late grandmother, 1931 to 2014, 83 years young, passed away yesterday. So everybody, if they could keep me in their prayers and lift up her name. My grandmother's probably the only person who went and wrote her own obituary and got her funeral arrangements ready before she went. So I definitely want to shout her out for that. She wanted to go.
Shout out, man. Salute. Yeah. She's good bread right now, man. Go ahead.
And also a safe return back to New York for my mom, who went down this morning to go bury her mom. So, you know, I can't do funerals. So I'm up here in New York. I can't do it, man. So all loves to the family and everybody else who knows my grandmother.
No doubt.
I appreciate you guys. You took away some of my sadness tonight. Speak with you. I wasn't gonna call, but I told my man here. You know, I was Rich, I think, at the beginning there. I said, you know, sometimes when you're down, you might not have too many things to say, but sometimes just listen to people you're comfortable, you know, being around. That brighten up your day, man. You know, you don't need to go to therapy.
No doubt, man.
This is the therapy.
Appreciate you calling in, man. Enough respect to you and your fam, man. Safe travels to your moms and all that, man. I know where you at right now, man. I lost my grandmother too, man, a few years back, man, and my mom's, man. So I know where you at with it. So, you know, bless up to you, man. Keep your head up, man. It is what it is. She's watching you right now. She's in a better place. You know what I mean? And we're about to get out of here, man. Shout out to Big Rich, Mr. Lavina. After further review, check me out every day. And that's how we do it, man. We gone, man. Until next week, man. This is the Mayor. Peace.
Peace.
Hey y'all, this is Half Pipe, and after further review, I'm checking out the Mayor on GQ Palace Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You wanna join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This the verbal version of the replay, the recap. The game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the Mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away, dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, or clay, we keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. When it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view, after further review, you know what to do.